therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. If you have a call-in question, we are at 907-458-TALK. That is 907-458-8255. Today is a Tuesday, a political day. My guest who is supposed to join me unfortunately could not make it due to family illnesses that they had to take care of. So it's just me today, just me and you, and we're going to talk politics. So please call in. Let's get a good discussion going on the plethora, myriad of all the things going on, what you think, how you think. We've had some local items pop up. The Fairbanks North Star Borough decided on last Thursday to pull out of the Alaska Municipal League and its meetings and funding, so that should be interesting, to say the least, and see what ramifications that has for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. We are still waiting for the final countdown of all the votes from last Tuesday's election. Who's in, who's out? How are they going to, down in Juneau, how are they going to put together coalitions? That sort of thing. Nationally, will it be Murkowski or Chewbacca? It looks like it's Mary Pattola going away. And congratulations to Governor Dunleavy on re-election. We have not had a governor re-elected since Tony Knowles. And Tony Knowles never got more than 50%. He always had a third party running against him, usually two Republicans or two conservatives or something like that. So he is always about a 42 to 44% person. Governor Dunleavy looks like he's a 52%. And he'll be the first Republican reelected governor since Governor Jay Hammond. So that's going to be interesting. Did you enjoy ranked choice voting? Did you understand it? Did you rank them all? Or did you just put one? That's what we're going to talk about today. I'll give you my description, my analysis, all that fun stuff. And we'll go through it. Ranked choice voting. Let's just start there. Controversial. First time through. And I said earlier, well early in the campaigns, people are saying, oh, we're going to get rid of it down in the legislature and we'll be back to normal in 2024. And my thoughts and comments are, excuse me, there will be legislators who were elected by ranked choice voting. So there are going to be some people who will not be akin to removing that. Most likely the best way to, if you want to remove ranked choice voting, is by statewide referendum, the way that was put in. Remember how they said it was going to get rid of dark money? Remember that? Yet you had five people from the East Coast put in $1 million each, if not six people put in $1 million each for that. So we were given a new voting system by outside entities using dark money, and that's what they were saying that they were going to fix, and they never did. So there it is. But can you get rid of it? Were you in favor of a constitutional convention or not? We had both for and against here. I was against, and looks like the majority of Alaska, again, was against it, 70-30. And to me, there's things that you can do to do better with our state constitution. But when you open up that door, it's all on the table. It all starts again. It all starts afresh. And that's why I use the term risk management. I just wasn't in favor of the risk that would be inherently with that. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Hello? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, I got a question that's a little bit, I guess it's political because, you know, I pay attention to who owns which radio stations,
mm-hmm.
which media companies and stuff. And you're now what? Something Frontier?
Last Frontier Media Active, I believe okay. it's called. It okay. goes by the radio station. They got eight of them in this building and two or three down in Anchorage.
Okay. Well, you know, your programming has changed, like, direction over the years, and the last number of years it's been, you know, what we say, extremely conservative programming. Not
mm-hmm.
just your show. I mean, you're, you know, Problem Corner has been about the only potentially moderate, you know, program on your station. So I can assume whoever the owners are, that that's their bet. And I think the last company that owned it was out of Georgia or something.
I do not know. And I've never met the owners of this one either.
Do you know who they are?
They
aligned with whoever owned it the last time, or maybe it's the same people through other age. You know, other
no, the people who own it, they give basically they took this and they kept all the stations and the way they were aligned, and they give Perry Wally and who's the general manager.
Yeah.
And the program manager is Glenn or Anderson. They give them, you know, a carte blanche, I would say, on content of all radio stations. And
so it's basically their choice on what programs are on.
I believe so, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah,
and
I tend not to take that point of view because I think, you know, they got to have their okay, you know. The
commanders mm-hmm.
have the final okay.
I think their okay is the bottom line.
Well, that could be. Anyway, if you would delve in, I'd be very interested to have, you know, because this radio station has a lot of history.
Yes, it does.
And I've listened, you know, I didn't listen to it earlier as much as I do in later years, but I, you know, probably first started listening to it in 1970. So, you know, and it's gone through a lot of changes, and I would like to know a little bit more about the current owners and the, you know, over the last 10, 20 years. It's just, it seems to have really changed direction, and you know, and I can only think of the owners as being responsible because they ultimately, you know, are. So
yeah, yes, an owner is ultimately responsible, and whether they, I would think that if they own it, they're going to approve overall the direction. That's just my thought. If I was the owner, I'd be doing that
exactly.
too.
Exactly, that's my feeling. Exactly,
yeah.
That they, you know, you're not going to have, you know, really, you know, liberal owners, you know, approving your programming. You
mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, another thing they might be looking at, just my thought is they might be looking at is gaps out there. You know, you have different liberal, what you'd call liberal stations on the air in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just looking at the gaps that they can fulfill. And excuse me, this is, you know, they have the Fox network here. So my thought is they have a contract with Fox one way or another. You know, you have the
right.
Fox News, you have people before me, people after me. I personally, I do not listen to talk radio. That I listen to 96.9 The River, Melissa in the Morning. She's my, you know, Perry Z, Perry Wall, you know, that, you know, Rockin' Windy. That's my station. That's when I get in my car. That's what I drive by with.
But the website, their website, you know, Last Frontier, whatever, you know, it gives the impression that they're locally owned. And but it's an impression that could easily, you know, be, you know, kind of to make one think that when it's not actually, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. You know, I would, it's, this is, you know, this is probably since I would say, you know, but when I remember when the ownership group was Frank DeLong, Bill Wally, wow, and and Ed Mertes.
Yeah, yeah, I remember all that.
And then Frank bought them out. Then Frank sold it. Then that person sold it. And then this person owns it. So, you know, I don't know the, I just remember back in the 80s, that ownership.
A larger conglomerate, you know, the conglomerate.
Oh, yeah.
Larger, so.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, I would assume, even though this isn't, you know, big potatoes up here, that, you know, you're owned by some conglomerate that ultimately has owners. You know, it's not public stock. So I
think, no,
say that, you know, that there's someone up the line that probably does keep a close eye on.
Oh, I'm sure. I always bug Perry Wally. When are you going to open up get a radio station in Juneau? He goes, I'm not going down there.
Okay. Anyway, if you learn more, it'd be good to share that with me.
Okay, buddy, you got any fun plans for Thanksgiving?
Not yet.
So. No? Hey, you have a good Thanksgiving. Good talking to you. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
November is the time when you really start to feel the pain of your home's bad windows, which makes it the ideal time for Renewal by Andersons' Countdown to Black Friday window sale. This is Chris Dunn, the local owner. Our window sale is going on now and ends on Black Friday. And it's our biggest dollar discount of the entire year. Save 20% on every window and patio door, plus save $250 off your project with zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Renewal by Andersons' Countdown to Black Friday window sale ends on Black Friday. Save 20% on every window and patio door, plus save $250 off your project with zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Don't miss Renewal by Andersons' Countdown to Black Friday window sale, our biggest dollar discount of the year. Call before November 25th, 885-3100, 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com, findoutfree.com.
Honey, you want to come out? I haven't seen you since Glass Doctor installed our custom shower enclosure.
No thanks.
Well, you can't keep eating breakfast in the shower. And laminating your magazines is getting expensive. You remember we have guests coming over tonight, right?
Oh, I'm sure they'd love to see the shower.
It's our neighbors, and I highly doubt they want to be hanging out in our bathroom.
The shower's so good, you'll never want to leave. Visit GlassDoctor.com today and schedule an appointment online.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motor, home, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
High temperatures reach up to 12 today under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 3 below. High of 13 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper teens. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio, just us, just me. And next Thursday's Thanksgiving, and there's going to be Thanksgiving for the vets at the Fairbanks Vet Center at 540 4th Avenue. And it's from 11 to 2. If you're a vet and we'd like to attend, that's available for you. But here's something I'm going to participate in. I'm going to get sides and pies from the Stone Soup Cafe there on Gaffney. And what you can do is from basically this Friday, you can order them through and pick, well, actually, you have to order them by this Friday, and you have to pick it up on Wednesday, next Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, this is what they got. They have 9-inch pumpkin pie, spicy and smooth, and these are $19.99. Ah, you want that 9-inch pecan pie, the sweet and nutty, the holiday indulgence, they call it, $19.99. You want the 16 ounces of cranberry sauce, bright, tangy, and bold, there it is, $10.99. You want the green bean casserole, the holiday comfort food classic, $14.99. We're going to take a phone call real fast. We'll come back to this, believe me, but going to be polite. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, Dave. This is Ron.
Hello, Ron.
I just called to throw some kudos towards Mel. I suspect after listening to him for a long time and his comments, he's probably on the different side of the political spectrum than I, but he presents himself in a very civil way, and for that I salute him.
You know, me and Mel, we meet out at, we started meeting out at the Howling Dog on opening of the dog night, you know, every year, and we have a beer, and let's enjoy our company. You're a very fine person, very knowledgeable. And I really like him, and I like it when he calls and he gives a great perspective on things.
Yes, yes. So at any rate, I just felt the need to say that, David. So have a good day.
Hey, thank you very much. You take care. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Just the wife and I plan on probably grilling, cooking a roast on the pellet grill.
Did I hear the word grill? My favorite five-letter word that starts with G.
Yes. Yeah, my personal record was a turkey at 40 below.
I've done that too. There's a lot of pain and suffering involved in that, but I've done that too.
Yes, it is I think frustration is the right word.
You have a great day and a wonderful Thanksgiving, Ron.
All right.
Bye. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Guy.
Hello, Guy.
Sounds like you have a little bit of empty air.
Yes, I do. Please, what's on your mind, buddy? What do you want to talk about?
There was a question on Facebook, one of the groups that I'm a member of. I find that part of Facebook very useful. There was a question about the Polaris building. People were ratcheting back from politics, I guess, and asking about important local things. There was a question about the Polaris building and what's happening and is anything ever going to happen and so on and so on and so on.
Well, then stop right there because yeah. I was going to announce this. I want you to listen tomorrow. I'm going to bring Bob Pristash, the city engineer, in.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through it all and when it starts coming down.
There was a comment made that the city hadn't even submitted their plan
wrong
to EPA.
That's wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was so interesting, you know, when you're getting money from the EPA
yeah.
on something they've never done before, it gets really interesting. But then, you know, and two Wednesdays ago, I was in this meeting with them, and, you know, they were, you know, you go into this meeting thinking, okay, this is the EPA, and oh, my God, and this, that. We're having this video meeting with three people in three different parts of the country.
Yeah.
And, Guy, what they did when we were done, I was saying, was this the EPA? They basically took away all roadblocks, everything, funding it. The only thing we have to do, and Bob Pristash will bring this up tomorrow, the only thing that has to be done before we start deconstruction is get a workout agreement with the state historical offices on a restitutional agreement because the past owner, Mark Marlowe, put the building on the state historical register.
Yeah.
So we had to jump through that hoop too.
I was amused that, and I don't know if you saw the exchange on Facebook, but
saw some of it. Yeah, I was notified of it, and I put a post on there.
He won't be surprised that our former city mayor couldn't resist himself and weighed in. He seems to jump into all sorts of things, is the tearing down of the annex, is that going to soak up a whole bunch of the $10 million?
We're guesstimating around $350,000 to $400,000.
But
here's the thing that we found out. You know, for every step forward, you know, you got a step back or a half step back. So, as soon as I'm done here, we're going over to brief the Downtown Association on this. The city engineer and myself. Tomorrow we're going to be on the radio program. Then we're going to be meeting with the owners of the property next door where Lavelle's Tap House is.
Yeah.
Now, this is what we discovered. They have a basement. We have a basement. So we're going to have to figure out a way to build up their wall in their basement so when we backfill it, because we're taking out the foundation and everything, when we backfill it, we don't crush their, you know, go into their basement.
So, are they adjacent to this?
Yes. Yes, they are. They're 6 inches away.
Yeah, that's adjacent. Is the grand plan to tear down the annex somehow and then use that footprint space to park a crane and whatever equipment is needed to tear down the main building?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I was down in Christchurch, New Zealand after the earthquake, and it was, if you love the city, as I did, and I was there before the earthquake, a wonderful, wonderful city, it was quite heartbreaking to see these giant excavators with long, long booms and grapples and things tearing down these very nice buildings, which many of which didn't seem to have any major problems, but they had suffered internally, and they were totally unsafe and had to be taken down. And mostly they didn't blow them up and drop them in the street. They took them down 2x4x2x4, and it just took years. But it was very disheartening. A lot of nice buildings came down, and downtown Christchurch is about half empty.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Certainly.
On the Polaris, and you may recall that my big bug on this subject a couple of years ago was that I thought it was appropriate. Now, of course, the assembly has changed, so who knows? But at that time, the concept was that the construction debris, clean construction debris, I guess they call it, could go into the landfill, and that the borough would waive its tipping fee, which I think was $1 million or something. But that it was appropriate to use the borough landfill for the concrete and cement blocks and lumber and stuff. But that I was quite leery of the borough being on the hook and the borough property taxes being on the hook for dealing with asbestos and mushrooms and things and putting them in barrels and paying the freight to Washington and secure landfill or whatever they do with it down there. And I certainly did not want the city mayor, the borough mayor, or the borough assembly ever to sign on to the liability of paying that environmental.
We've got about a minute left before the break here. Let me answer as much as I can.
Tell me where we are on that subject.
Yeah, met with Mayor Ward, and what he's done is he's capped the value amount of what we can put in there at $1.5 million, and I agreed with it. No problem. Because this is what's going to happen. That's the tippage fee. This is what's going to happen.
Right.
PCBs were in the paint that they used, which has leached into the concrete of the building. So we got to send it all, most of it, outside to Oregon. So anyway, I've got 30 seconds. Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Well, who's going to pay for the remediation of the asbestos and the mushrooms?
That's all part of what we're doing. We'll find out what the costs are. Anyway, I'm gonna.
Okay, sir.
Okay, talk to you and listen tomorrow. Listen to tomorrow's broadcast. Okay.
I'll give it a try.
You got it.
More problem.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
A Georgia judge has overturned the state's 2019 ban on abortion starting around 6 weeks into a pregnancy that was allowed to go into effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
Fulton County State Judge Robert McBurney has ruled that Roe was still in place in 2019, and so this law did violate the U.S. Constitution. The state attorney general is likely going to appeal.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A U.S. intelligence official says Russian missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people. It comes as several Ukrainian cities are hit by a Russian missile barrage.
The Ukrainian government said the strikes were a response to President Volodymyr Zelensky's video address to the G20 summit, which was attended by the Russian foreign minister. Mr. Zelensky had urged world leaders to help end what he called Russia's destructive war.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the Department of Corrections announced that another incarcerated person has died in their custody this year, becoming the 17th in 2022. According to a press release from the department, 51-year-old Kari Wade was pronounced dead at 1 a.m. on November 11th. The release describes Wade's death as anticipated. In the case of an anticipated death, the Alaska State Troopers and State Medical Examiner are notified, the release said. Due to privacy and security, Alaska DOC cannot release confidential personal information or medical information due to HIPAA regulations. In October, Department of Corrections public information officer said that the death of 34-year-old William Hensley III, the 15th of 2022, tied the record for the most number of incarcerated persons to die while in department custody over the last 10 years. The previous high mark of 15 was set in 2015. In September, Megan Edge with the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska said that the state should investigate why the number of incarcerated Alaskans who are dying in the department's custody has reached a record high number.
Online at KFAR660.com.
This is Pete with another success story of your rescue mission. It's about a man named Doug and his two daughters. Doug lived in a tough neighborhood down south. One day, a chance encounter with a woman holding an infant led to the adoption of the baby in her arms and another one born 2 years later. Like most kids, they played outside, but their neighborhood was filled with persistent gunfire. When a man was gunned down within feet of their house, Doug had enough. He left his possessions, took the girls, and headed north. When he got here, things were pretty tough. He got a dilapidated room he could barely afford, but they were out of the cold. When things got worse, they came to the rescue mission where they found safety, comfort, and plenty of food. Once they were safe and warm, Doug used our veterans program to get the family on their feet. As of today, the family is housed, the girls are in school, and Doug starts a new job soon. Good things happen to good people at the rescue mission. Please give where you live and donate today at FairbanksRescueMission.org.
When it comes to Alaska men's health, well, we often care more about our cars than our own health. It's time to change that. Thanks to Dr. Tony Nima and Fairbanks Urology, now in their spacious, modern new location at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney, and just in time for National Men's Health Awareness Month. From prostate health and vasectomies to ED issues and overall men's health, see the experts at Fairbanks Urology. It's what they do. Now in the iconic building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney, along with Fairbanks Clinic, or online at FairbanksUrology.com.
Fall is winter's two-minute warning. Prepare now. Secure dependable Honda power whenever and wherever you need it. Buy your Honda generator from The Woodway. Back up your home's boiler and fridge. Take it with you to camp, hunting, your remote work site, and on board your RV. Dependable, quiet, and easy to operate. Your whisper-quiet Honda generator does more than just keep your lights turned on. It's waiting for you today at The Woodway on College Road. Prepare the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen is here, and great phone call there with Guy and bringing up the Polaris building. And we're getting so close that we decided about a week ago to start doing the outreach on this. And boom, you know, you have on Facebook, a lot of people were in one line of discussion they were questioning about. So I said, listen to KFAR Radio tomorrow, Wednesday. And you'll be surprised, hopefully, happily, what you hear, how close we are. And my guesstimate is in February, the annex will be down. And then we take a look at what's the remainder of the budget, and we're going to be putting out an RFP to remove the what we call the tower now, and see if we have enough money to get that. And I've said to everyone, you know, 2 years ago, we had $0. Now we got $10 million. If it's more than $10 million, we'll go out and find the money to do it. You know, it's been an honor with the people I've worked with on the Polaris Working Group. Just the best of the brightest. Anyone who wants to be part of it is on it. There's no limitation to membership per se. Bring a good attitude, roll up your sleeves. This is what we're doing. And we've had people come in and out over the 6 years I've been working on this. And it's been a very humbling experience with the people I've got to work with on it. And we're bringing that thing down. We're going to, you know, I was telling you, we're going to, you know, take a sledgehammer to the bricks on the attics there and take out a few of those and give them out as mementos. And then probably in May, have like a street party on 2nd Avenue or 2nd Avenue anyway, in front of the Lavelle's Tap House. But also, we're taking down a building that's 95,000 square feet. It is 11 stories tall, and the annex is 6 inches away from another building. And we're going to be taking it out, trucking it out from 2nd Avenue. So there's going to be some disruption downtown. And so we're going to have to get through that. But boy, with our bridges and everything like that, I think our disruption will be, we're prepared for it, both mentally and physically on what happens. But we're cognizant of that. We're meeting with the owners of the next door buildings. Let them know what's coming, how it's coming, and show them the plans of what we're doing and how we're doing it. So that way they're not surprised. They can make their plans. You know, the Lavelle's Tap House, no matter what, will be economically impacted one way or another because of the construction around there. So we're going to try and limit that time for the shortest duration we can. Anyway, going back to the food that's available there at the Breadline. And here's the one I'm really going to get. And it's the 1 pound sausage apple stuffing, a savory staple for the table for $15.99. Or if you want the 1 pound of sweet potato casserole, which is rich and buttery with marshmallow topping, that's $14.99. You want the 16 ounces of turkey gravy, perfectly peppery to the round out your feast, $10.99. And here's one. I like this now, but when I was a kid, no way would I have eaten this. For $17.99, you get the 1 pound Brussels sprout salad. Roasted and shaved Brussels sprouts with green apples, pecans, dried cranberries, and gorgonzola with a honey balsamic vinaigrette, a staff favorite. And all these proteins from the sides in the pies go to the Breadline's anti-hunger programs. Orders limited to a first-come, first-serve. You can call at 452-1974, or you can write info@breadlineak.org. That's BREADLINEAK.org, to place your order. So it's what I call a twofer. You're helping a great organization, and you're getting good food. This is a three-peat. And you don't have to cook these things on Thanksgiving. You can concentrate on going over to someone's house with your sides, or concentrate on your turkey or whatever your main event is, and have the rest of your sides bought and delivered, and they're fantastic. And you'll be a hit wherever your Thanksgiving feast is going to be. So, hey, there's that one. So, back to politics. Ranked choice voting. So my prediction, you know, I have a few of these. I'm about 50-50 on predictions, but at least I venture them out. My prediction is, if you want to change ranked choice voting, you're going to have to do it by voter referendum. I don't think they'll be able to get it through the legislature. If it got to the governor, he'd probably sign it. But that the way the House will be construed, it's probably not going to get through there. looking at the House and the Senate, I would guesstimate a fight in the House on how they put together a coalition. You're going to have probably more Republicans voted in than Democrats, but you're going to have David Eastman, and he's just not user-friendly. You have Louise Stutes. She says she's a Republican, but she hasn't been a Republican in this decade. So all of a sudden you're down to like 21, maybe 18. On the Democrat side, they've shown they have the patience, the wherewithal to wait it out. They've done that the last two, if not three, House gatherings. So it should be entertaining. On the Senate side, you're probably going to see a coalition there of moderates on both sides of Republicans and Democrats, with the people who are the zealots, the far, you know, left and the far right, left outside looking in. And you know, you just, if you're not workable, you're going to be left out of this coalition. My thought. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling, buddy. How are you doing?
All right. And first thing is, I'm so glad to see the Polaris building going away. I'm thrilled to death. You have no idea. I hate that building. That's one thing.
I'm feeling you on that one, buddy. Boy, am I feeling you on that one.
I hear you. The other thing is this ranked choice voting thing. I hate that, too.
So do I.
However, what I did is I only voted for one person on everything that I did.
Mm-hmm.
One that I wanted, that's who I voted for. No second, no third. Now, granted, that's not an answer. It may not help. I don't know. But that's the best. I can't make them take it away. So I just did it the old-fashioned way.
And first of all, guess what? If that's the way you want to vote, that's the way you get to vote. Period.
And the other thing is I always go there in person.
So do I.
That's just the way I am, you know. And I always tell the people there how much I appreciate them helping me with my constitutional rights.
Boy, I'm the same. Rick, I am the same way, you know. And they're all volunteers there. They might be getting them a minimal, but you know them. They're your neighbors. They're Fairbanksons.
Right.
And it's just good seeing them again. And, you know, I look at the ballot voter integrity in the interior as one of the best you're going to get.
I agree. I have my oldest daughter. She does she works for them every election. She goes and signs up and does her thing. And she told me that, and not here, she's in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me about, you know, fights there, people that I have the right to do this. And it shows right there in the black and white, you can't do these things. And they're in there trying to do it, you know, and stuff. I didn't realize, though, that there are as many rules as there are pertaining to this issue. Because I felt like, you know, I ought to bring these people donuts and coffee and stuff. And my daughter's like, there's rules against that, Dad.
Yeah, that's true.
I did not know that. Because I, you know, it's like politicians. I would be a lousy politician, so I don't do it. Not because I don't want to, but because I pray to God that there's smarter people than me out there.
Well, let's look at what you do, though. And, you know, they probably so appreciate that. You're thankful. Yeah. You're in line. You're efficient. Yep. You don't complain.
No.
You say hello. Yep. And you're thankful to them, and you compliment them for doing what they do.
Yeah. You know.
And that's all you, that's the best that they allow you to do, and you do it.
Yeah. And I always take that sticker, and I'll tell you that I get comments on that all the time because I put it on my phone. My phone's covered the back side of it.
I got to start doing that. Yeah. And I always get the original one. I voted today. I don't go any, you know, mantra or whatever. I'm old school. I voted today.
So, anyways, I just wanted to throw that out. And, you know, I'll tell you, people can call up and complain about the previous mayor and all that stuff. But, you know, a couple things. One, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it. That's one thing. Number two, is until you walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you have no idea what's going on.
Exactly right.
And number three, they're better people than I am because they get involved and try to do something. It may not be what I agree with, but at least they're trying to do something.
Now, I give great kudos to Mayor Matherly in a couple ways. One, when it came to the Polaris building, he let me do whatever I thought best. And he backed me up, so did the council. They did. They let me grab it and hold on and go that direction. Also, I gave him a call. You know, I'd been in, you know, office about a week, and I gave him a call. And I thanked him. I said, you left such a good staff here. I mean, it's a really, your chief of staff, who I'm keeping, rock solid, great guy. So just, you know, me walking into there was so pleasantly, it was a good working machine.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
And you know, my family, we know Margarita.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And you could never, ever, ever ask for a more trustworthy, more honest, upfront person.
Awesome boss.
My wife used to be one of her employees.
Yeah. And this is what happens every morning. Either I'm the first one in the building, but usually it's Margarita. And if she's the first one in the building, I open up my doors about 7:15. She's there about 6:40. And I go down and I say good morning to Margarita every morning. Fantastic lady.
Fabulous. And good leadership.
Yes.
So, you know, like I said, I can't say enough good things about the people down there. So, anyways, I'm going to get off the phone. I'm sure you got tons of other people calling. And thank you for letting me rant about what I believe.
You take care, buddy. Good talking to you. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
In Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
We need cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Let's create some pizzas. First one, large with marinara, Italian sausage, pepperoni, black olives, and a little bit of feta. I call it the Kenny. Now, a large, white sauce, chicken, mushrooms, jalapenos, spinach, and fresh garlic. We'll call it the Teresa. Ooh, how about this one? Marinara sauce, prosciutto, salami, green peppers, and red onions? That's a Mikey. How about a double pepperoni? Now everyone's happy. Giraldo's, where everybody's pizza dreams come true.
Hey, Fairbanks, are you ready for it? It's the big end-of-year DeWalt sale at Denali Industrial Supply. Now through the end of the year, stop by Denali Industrial Supply to score big savings on DeWalt power tools. DeWalt tools are one of the best-known brands in the industry, and Denali Industrial Supply is the best place to find DeWalt tools at the best prices. Denali Industrial Supply's knowledgeable sales staff and customer service is second to none. Don't waste your time with the other guys when you can be in and out in a flash. Denali Industrial Supply, 1499 Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
Winter is here, and maybe you're already feeling it, that closed-in feeling. That means it's time for a road trip to Anchorage, and the Diamond Center Hotel is ready to make your stay complete. First, there's their central location, just a short distance from skiing, sightseeing, shopping, and dining. And after a long day, their large rooms offer all the amenities, including their custom-made ultimate dream beds, plus the luxury of their deep-soaking jetted tubs, big enough for two. So get ahead of that cabin fever and come see what Anchorage has to offer at the Diamond Center Hotel. Book your room today online at DiamondCenterHotel.com or give them a call at 770-5000.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around. Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 14. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 4 below tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny again tomorrow. Highs level off around 13. mid-teens Thursday and Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. I got a couple phone calls lined up. We're going to take them. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Hello?
Hi. Hi. Oh, yes. Hi. Hey, sorry, David. This is Derek. Hey, I just had a quick story, kind of a cute one, about ranked choice voting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work for a company. We develop lots of property and buildings and such. And whenever we do a development, we will need to name these streets and name these buildings. So one of my jobs is to come up with some names. You know, we put them out there, kind of, you know, get some good ideas. And then we put them to a vote of our employees. So, you know, I'm pretty good at math. And so the last one we did was a big subdivision, and we did the street names. And so we put all these names up for vote. And, you know, what I learned was, and then so I did it in ranked choice. I did it five ranked choice.
Okay.
So what's interesting is when you have a clear winner that everybody likes, right, it's obvious. And so it makes sense that the first person to get 50% on the first round wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
But after that, the math gets a little bit fuzzy, and it's kind of interesting that what I found was, after doing this a couple dozen times, is that you actually end up, you don't end up with the, almost never do you end up with someone or the name of who the majority of people like the most. What you end up with is the least objectionable. And I just, it's a very strange effect.
You know, that's a great way to explain it. That's, you know, that's probably one of the best ways I've heard yet. The least objectionable. That is a, you know, is it okay if I use that a lot in the future?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. It's just math.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't that good at math without my financial HP calculator. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great day.
Yeah,
so appreciate it. The least objectionable. Oh, yeah. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. This is Al.
Al, how are you doing?
Good. The Players Building. I'm curious on what the plan is on all the pigeons you're going to displace.
Well, I'm going to contact the Board of Game, and we're going to do a detailed study and use up most of the money that we have in studies on how to take care of the displaced pigeons.
One thing is, maybe you could give an exemption on your discharge of firearms within the city limits.
Oh, I like that. We could also import more ravens.
Is it helping now?
Oh yeah, they go after them. They go after them. Oh yeah.
But they don't get very many of them.
No, well, that's why I say import more. Enough is never enough when it comes to pigeons, man.
The other part was, is I did want to see a constitutional convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought if it was important enough for the framers to put it in there, that it was worth pursuing.
Yeah.
And I thought with having to have a majority of 31 to agree on something would be a great feat in itself anyways.
There you go. Now, let's look at it this way. If you had a constitutional convention, what is the thing that you'd want to press for either change or look at?
My two things were the permanent fund and the picking of judges.
That's a majority. That's a majority. You know what mine would have been? The way we do our budget. I would have said, okay, you come in 2022 2022, you do a two-year budget, your first session. And then when you come into your second session in 2023, you have 45 days or half the 90-day session to amend it, however you want. And if you don't amend it within that time frame, it's the regular, the one that you put in 2022 stays. That way, you're not fighting every year over the budget till the end and the shenanigans that happen, and you might be able to get other stuff done. That would have been mine.
Well, sometimes that's a blessing not to have other things being done.
You know, you're absolutely right on that, too. But a lot of good things get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
And so anyway, that would have been my thought, my idea, if there would have been a constitutional convention.
All righty.
Okay, buddy, you take care. Yeah. Anyway, but it was interesting, and I was very surprised. I shouldn't say surprised, but there was a lot of effort to both pro and against. And, you know, I was against, and no outside interest paid me, and no outside interest paid those people who were for. And I had very longstanding people who were both for and against it in many ways. And there was no like Democrat, Republican, independent that you could say one group was for it or one group was against it. That resonated on both sides across all boundaries. And out of everything, you know, that was probably the most polite portion of the election. You know, you had some charges of outside money, dark money, outside interests, and boy, wasn't ranked choice voting supposed to take care of that and just do away with that? And that's what got me. And I finally met about two people. I always say this, who voted for ranked choice voting? And finally met a few people, and one of them works in my office. And that's fine. And I always, you know, Adam Wohl, he was always, oh, yeah, ranked choice voting. If both sides are against it, maybe it's the right thing to do. And anyway, so, but now the question is it here to stay? And my theory is the only way you're going to get rid of it is by putting it back on the ballot by referendum. It will not come through the legislature to be put on the ballot or to be overturned. It will not, it's going to have to come from a referendum. And that takes a lot of time, energy, coordination, and money. And, you know, with ranked choice voting before, hey, six people, they gave $1 million each from the East Coast. And then they said, oh, it's to get rid of dark money. They had a very good mantra that was totally fictional, but, you know, when it comes to politics, that's what happens, sadly. So what the heck? But anyway, we got a couple minutes left here. Tomorrow, again, we're doing bringing in Bob Pristash. He's a city engineer. And we're going to be giving everyone an update, as thorough update as we can on, is the money in our bank account yet? Is supposed to be arriving like last Thursday or Friday. And whether it's in there or not, I do not know. But that's how close it was to getting the money. But also, bring everyone in so they understood the successes and the setbacks that we've had in getting this done and the things that are going to come up in the future. And basically, it's what's it going to cost to ship all the concrete to, say, Oregon? That's the big factor we don't know yet. But that's why you get bids. And you have companies out there that do this that will be bidding it, multiple companies. And we'll see what the numbers are. And if we have to go out and find more money, we will go out and find more money. Simple as that. We're not stopping. We're so close. Been 6, if not now, 7 years of my life. Ponder that. That's like from going first grade to junior high to get this done. But we don't stop. And so, Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. Start thinking about Thanksgiving. And you have a great day.